Dr. Sabertarian Office Note on patient Yvonne Mullins, E-V-O-N Mullins, M-U-L-L-I-N-S, date of birth 1/13/1955, date of service 8/22/2024. I'm sorry, correction. Date of service is 8/21/2024. Pupagraph. The patient is 69-year-old female presenting to my office for medical care. Her past medical history includes the following: one, obstructive sleep apnea on home CPAP, next, labile hypertension, next, parotid gland stones recurrent in the past. Next, hypertension, next, PTSD, next, vitamin D deficiency, next, venous insufficiency, next, morbid obesity, next, vaccine injury from a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine with microplots developing in the left eye 3 days after her injection, period. Past surgical history includes tonsillectomy, cholecystectomy, breast reduction surgery, hysterectomy, and gastric sleeve surgery, paragraph. Allergies, she's allergic to macrodentin, paragraph, social history. Currently, patient is single. Her son lives with her. No smoking, occasional alcohol, no drug use. She works in the financial clearance department as supervisor at MD Anderson. Period. Paragraph. Family history: mother with lupus, with SLE and ESRD, and mixed connective tissue disorder. Father with hypothyroidism, diabetes mellitus type 2. Brother unknown history. Period. Paragraph. Review of system reviews: no headache. She does have occasional vertigo when she lies down. She has good vision, no chest pain, occasional shortness of breath, positive cough on and off, occasional heartburn, nausea and vomiting, abdominal pain, right upper quadrant after eating high fat-containing meals. She has regular BMs, no melena, no nocturia, no straining upon urination. She does report incomplete bladder emptying. She has intermittent leg swelling, varicose veins positive. She does have burning of her thighs when she sits down for a long period of time. No brain fog reported. All the systems reviewed are negative. In addition, she received one shot of the COVID Pfizer vaccine. Third paragraph. On physical exam, she weighs 266 pounds, blood pressure 161/88, heart rate 83, temperature 97.3, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. General appearance, patient is in non-acute distress, HNT, pupils generally active, left and accommodation, injected conjunctive, and anterior sclera, and also with lymphadenopathy, no carotid, bilaterally, non-jugular, insuspension bilaterally. Moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no lead, paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness, or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, and rhythm, no stiffness, two, no moment reserve, no friction of her lungs, are clear to auscultation, no crackles, or with insert, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no carrying the band, or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema, the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam. Is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following: patient had a genetic testing with 23andMe, and she had a beta thalassemia related hemoglobinopathy variant that it was detected. B12 was 663, folate more than 24. Insulin level was 17 within normal range. Total cholesterol 166, HDL 62, triglycerides 99, LDL 85. LDL particle number is 1688, high. Apolipoprotein B was normal at 75. Lipoprotein A is normal at less than 10. Hemoglobin A1C 5.4. Glucose 96, BUN 11, creatinine 0.78. Estimated GFR 82, potassium 4.2, albumin 4.7. normal AST and ALT. Thyroid peroxidase antibodies less than 1, TSH 2.21. Hemoglobin 14.2, PSA 191. CA 125.11. Rheumatoid factor is normal. C reactive protein was high at 12.8. Uric acid is normal. Arachidonic, ANA was negative. Abdominal ultrasound shows hepatomegaly with fatty liver and dilated common bile duct of 13 millimeters after cholecystectomy. The paragraph. Paramedications include levothyroxine, vitamin D3, DHEA, bupropion, losartan, bioquercetin, DIM, D-I-M, alpha-lipoic acid with biotin, methyl-B-complex, calamarine, omega-3, amlodipine, hyoscyamine, pregnenolone, metformin extended release, magnesium glycinate, L-threonine, and probiotics. Your paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1. Hypertension uncontrolled in the office. I recommend to discontinue DHEA at this time. We're going to discontinue losartan and put her on mesartan 40 milligram daily. Continue with amlodipine in the evening and use on mesartan in the morning period. Next diagnosis. Vitamin D deficiency, continue vitamin D3 and add vitamin K2, possible. Next, obesity patient with, is recommended to lose weight if she can. Next, fatty liver, again, emphasize weight loss, continue omega-3. Period, paragraph. Obstructive sleep apnea continue with CPAP. PTSD currently on bupropion. Will consider to taper bupropion in the future if possible. Next, vaccine injury from COVID-19 shots. Continue current supplemental therapy and supportive therapy. Next, hypothyroidism. We're going to assess thyroid panel, peer paragraph. Patient is going to come back in 3 weeks for further recommendations. Then we'll report. Thanks.